Final segment on today's Jefferson Exchange. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. We're continuing our summer series, Summer Reads. It's almost August already. Summer is slipping away, but there's still plenty of time, weeks of time, to grab a good book and settle into a beach blanket or the shade of a sturdy tree. We are visiting weekly with independent bookstores for a segment we call Summer Reads, and we're pleased to find that many independent bookstores still around, that we have one every week. This week, we check in with Oregon Books and Games in Grants Pass, where Robert Moore is the co-founder and owner. Robert, thanks for joining us today on The Exchange.
Well, first off, I've got to correct you a little bit.
Sure.
My wife is the original instigator of Oregon Books.
Mm-hmm.
It was her idea, and I agreed to help her for a year,
maybe
a little bit more.
How long ago was that?
This was 27 years ago,
uh-huh.
and today she works about 20% of the time, and I'm still putting in 60-hour weeks. So she totally hooked me into the whole bookstore thing and reading and whatever. So, yeah.
Had you not been much of a reader before that?
Well, I was, but maybe, you know, one book a month. I think in the last few years I averaged two or three a week.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So and let's get into the individual stuff of independent bookstores these days. I mean, how hard is it to hold on in a market that Amazon flooded and you watched big stores like Borders go out of business?
Yeah. Actually, it's not that difficult anymore, and things have swung back around. The biggest impact was, of course, online. Amazon was the big giant, and once they started realizing that they wanted to make money, we ended up being more competitive wise. Here in Southern Oregon, we are totally blessed, okay? And let me tell you why. The third largest warehouse in the entire world is just south of Roseburg.
Uh-huh.
And that's an interesting story all by itself. It's Ingram Distribution, and we're the closest independent bookstore to it. They have almost 2 million books, titles, in stock. It's 5.5 acres, half of it's mezzanine. And so what we order every morning from them, and we do that just before noon, which is kind of the deadline, and UPS drops those off on the next business day here about 10:30. So when it comes to timely delivering of books, we can beat those guys on the internet hands down. There's no way they can compete. Well, they could, but the costs are prohibitive for next day delivery.
Wow, that's amazing. So, but just being on I-5 helps a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so we're totally blessed here in Southern Oregon for that. Wonderful thing. And that only extends on up to about the Portland area. You get in the Seattle area, and they've got one extra day before they get their books. So, yeah, it's an interesting life down here in Southern Oregon. We compete very, very well. Our independent bookstore has always had both new and used, and we've tried to concentrate on what the local climate wants and sees. To that end, we carry about 8,000 titles of pre-owned paperbacks, which are just absolutely phenomenal for summer reads.
Uh-huh.
And the used ones, and you know, they vary in price from $3 to $5. And we even have sale books for $1 that you don't even have to worry about getting wet. And then we move on up into the trades and the hardbacks. And in all of our areas, even, you know, all the nonfiction areas, we carry both new and used. And to that end, it makes a really great, interesting summer fair. We get lots of tourists that are up here and looking not only for their summer reads, but also things to take back down to California where they don't have to pay an 8% sales tax. And so life is kind of good for us independents up here in Southern Oregon.
I hadn't thought to ask about the nature of what kind of book you want to take to the beach or the backyard. And the paperbacks probably are a little easier for that because you don't mind if the, you know, if a sneaker wave comes up and takes out your blanket and your washes your book away, you can still pick it up and dry it out and finish reading it.
Yeah. Or wash it off and go get another one for another $3 or $4.
Right. Yeah. So let's talk. How many people at your store are like composing lists all the time of the things that they're recommending for the public to read?
Well, actually, all of us do that have been here for a while, and then we also back that up with our Pacific Northwest Booksellers Association, which we belong to. Every Sunday, we send up a list of our bestsellers to our regional office. It's up in Eugene, and it covers Montana to Alaska and, of course, Idaho, Washington, and so forth, and compile our own regional bestseller list, which actually, when it comes out, looks nothing like New York Times bestseller list, but it definitely reflects our reading pleasures here in the Pacific Northwest. And also, our own employees add to it, and what we carry in the store and label is really, really geared towards our local community here. And some of our employees are very, very adept at putting those up and putting little reviews. We'll give you an example. Is the new hot book since Tuesday has been Michael Connelly's Late Show. Uh-huh. Michael Connelly is a well-known detective, mystery writer. His character, Harry Bosch, has been around for a long time. There's even a show series featuring Harry Bosch.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Bosch, sure. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they've even done a couple of movies along those lines, and he has other characters, too, like Harry's brother, the Lincoln Lawyer, was a great movie, and that series is also great, but he came out with a brand-new character. It's a gal. It's the first time he's ever written with a lady as the main character, and did an exceptional job. A little slow at the beginning, but then I'm totally hooked. I just can't wait for the next book to come out.
This new character is Renee Ballard. Is that what I'm reading here?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So, a prostitute beaten to death, left for dead in a parking lot, killing of a young woman in a nightclub shooting, and so it takes off. Hijinks ensue, I guess you'd say.
Right. And I didn't know what the Late Show was. That was a new term for me, and I've been reading mysteries for many, many years. It's the detectives that work the night shift, and where they have crimes that occur, and they don't want to get out a whole team of, like, homicide detectives and that sort of thing. So what they do is they send one of these late show detectives to the scene who initiates the interviews and that sort of stuff and writes up a big report and then dumps it in the area where it will be the next morning, like for the homicide robbery area or the sexual crimes area or whatever. And so that was kind of totally different, fascinating thing for me, because they're basically done with the crime, and that kind of makes a lot of the story here, because this person doesn't like to let go so often of several of the crimes and wants to make sure they get followed through on. So
all right, that's Michael Connelly's The Late Show. That's number one.
Yeah, but that's a hardback. Mm-hmm. Probably number one right now for summer reads are some of the what we call trade paperbacks, and we have both new and used. The trade paperbacks typically sell for about $14 to $17. They're a larger size, but they're also lighter and more maneuverable. And right at the top of the list, it's been there for a long time, is All the Light We Cannot See.
Mm-hmm.
And it's done by Anthony Doerr. And then Margaret Atwood's Handmaid's Tale. I think we've sold several hundred copies of that, both new and used.
She's very hot right now with the TV series for The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then there's a new Ann Pratchett, she's a real supporter of independent bookstores across the country, does a lot for us. And she came out with Commonwealth. It's a novel. I've got it sitting on my bedside table, and I'm going to get to it here one of these days. It came out in May. And one of my favorites was actually an old-time writer, John Gresham, who's been around for a long time, did a book called Camino Island. And I guess what intrigued me most about is that he's talking about an author and a bookstore.
Uh-huh.
High crimes and first edition copies. I really found it fascinating, even though I'm in the industry. So, yeah.
The mysteries seem to have quite a hold on summer audiences, I find.
Well, yeah, they're nice, light reading, but they keep your attention, so you can kind of shut out the kids or other noise that's going on around you and just immerse yourself in it and go back to it really quick, as opposed to some of the deeper stuff, which, you know, you get into with the nonfiction areas, and we never seem to end up without a huge dearth of political books, which actually sell much better on the East Coast than they do out here. We have our own opinions and not necessarily want to read about other people's. So,
Robert Moore is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. This is our summer read segment. He is at Oregon Books and Games in Grants Pass. I thought I saw it on your website yesterday. Maybe it just changed out. It seems like every place we've talked to so far has raved about Amor Towles, A Gentleman in Moscow, and I wonder if that's in demand at your store.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, I think it's like number 4 or 5 on my bestseller list. It's a fascinating, dated, spy espionage kind of thing. And it's a really good read. A little bit heavier than what I would do during the summertime. I was fortunate enough to read a copy when it was still cold here about 4 months ago that the publisher sent out. The other things that are really big are local books. Our Oregon bird books and our hiking books, and we have a nice little display in here of Sasquatch, which just totally intrigues everybody.
Always,
uh-huh. Yeah.
But I hadn't thought about that as a jump off point for Rogue River Travels. You probably get a fair number of people looking for stories about rafting the canyons or guidebooks, that sort of thing.
Oh yeah, yeah, and we have plenty of those. And we also have, you've seen these fold-out plastic guides, for birds or trees or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There's a professor at a university over in Idaho that did one, and it's published by a company that's actually over on the Oregon coast, and it's a Sasquatch field guide.
And I can guarantee
that when you carry one around in your back pocket when you're visiting the Oregon Caves or the Shakespeare Festival, somebody's going to comment on it. So
is there one book that everybody at Oregon Books and Games on the staff agrees is like the must read for the summer?
Oh, boy. That's a tough one because we're so diverse.
Mm-hmm.
We have total romance readers.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one gal that just reads fairly heavy literature, but I guess it might be, I'm going to say Handmaiden.
Okay, that's the one, Handmaid's Tale?
Yeah, I think we've all read that.
Okay, Margaret Atwood coming through again. There's a great profile of Margaret Atwood in The New Yorker I just read from April. I'm 3 months behind The New Yorkers, as always.
Oh.
But always great ideas for reads in there as well. So all kinds of great stuff coming off the shelves this summer. And how much of your business would you say is tourists in the summer, Robert?
Oh, I would say it's probably, 5 to 10% is all. But they're also the most interesting people because they're easy to spot and they like to talk about where they're from and what they like in the area. And we encourage that, too. Oh, I wanted to mention also, A Man Called Ov is probably the second most popular book going around.
Man Called Ov?
Uh-huh, O-V-E.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
By Frederick Backman.
Backman, okay. All kinds of great books flying off the shelves there at Oregon Books and Games in Grants Pass. Oh, we shouldn't call you the co-founder anymore?
Yeah, you can call me a co-founder, I guess. Yeah, I was there with Karen and supporting her.
All right, still working 60-hour weeks, as you pointed out. Robert Moore is the co-founder and owner of Oregon Books and Games in Grants Pass. Pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Summer Reads.
No, it was our pleasure.
All right, take it easy.